Humanitarian groups fear a catastrophe is unfolding in Yemen, where foreign forces are battling the government's army for control over the port city of Hodeidah. It's not just the city's 600,000 residents at risk from the violence. The port is the main supply route bringing food to most of the country's population. As David Sparks reports, with millions already on the cusp of starvation, there are fears about what's to come.
On the streets of Hodeidah, people are trying to go about their daily business, but they know their immediate future sits on a knife edge. Forces from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and local rebels are fighting government forces just outside the city. And as he sits in his family home, Khaled Al-Rade is increasingly worried.
Because of the current situation, people are suffering. We cannot buy things for our kids and can't financially sustain ourselves on normal days. So imagine during Ramadan and Eid. I have a household of 11 people. Our situation is dire, and God only knows when we'll get paid our salaries.
The United Nations says 22 million Yemenis are in need of aid, with 8.4 million on the verge of famine. For most of the population, the port of Hodeidah on the west coast is the main route for bringing food into the country. The Saudi-led Alliance of Arab States launched an attack yesterday, its biggest offensive since entering the conflict 3 years ago. Its aim is to bring down the ruling Houthi movement, which is backed by Iran. The foreign coalition's warplanes and ships bombed Houthi military posts yesterday as its ground forces moved in an operation it's called Golden Victory. Reports say fighting has raged near the city's airport and in a rural area 10 kilometres south of the city.
The port of Hodeidah feeds two-thirds of Yemen. We have 29 million people in Yemen, of which 8 million are already at risk of famine. If the port is closed, even for a day, this means that these people will die.
Humanitarian organisation Care International's Yemen country director, Jolien Veldic, says the flow-on effects across the nation will be brutal.
The impact of this is bigger than just on Hodeidah city alone. In Hodeidah, we have 600,000 people. We expect and we project 250,000 of these people will lose everything they have, potentially also their lives.
The Red Cross and Save the Children have also pleaded with both sides to avoid worsening the humanitarian crisis. The foreign coalition claims it will not engage in a battle on the streets of Hodeidah, and its plan is to take control only of the port and the airport and the route leading to the capital, Sana'a. As the world calls for a solution, Saudi Arabia has painted this attack as a humanitarian initiative. The head of the Saudi King's humanitarian aid organisation, Abdullah Al-Rabea, says the kingdom has a plan to supply Yemenis with food and goods.
Today, the coalition countries which support the legitimate government of Yemen, led by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and in partnership with the United Arab Emirates, present a new humanitarian initiative aiming to increase the amount of humanitarian and food aid which passes through Hodeidah to fill all of the areas liberated from Houthi militias supported by Iran and other areas.
Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis control Sana'a and most of the country's populated areas. Both sides in this conflict are making claims about their success in the battle. The Houthis say they have fought off a sea landing near the port, but their adversaries are claiming they've taken ground at the airport and other areas.
David Sparks reporting.